This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Roseburg Public Library Director Chris Wiley in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
You've got a lot going on. And in fact, you mentioned something happening tomorrow, is it?
Right. A STEM program. This is a new program for Aurora Ropp, our Youth Services Librarian. We're going to have a monthly STEM program the last Tuesday of the month from 3:30 to 4:30. And it's a drop-in program really meant for elementary age students, but just pop in and have a good time with Aurora.
So what kinds of things would they be doing?
Well, that's a really good question, Kyle. But, you know, building things. She'll bring out our Ozobots, which are little robots that you can program to do fun things. She's super creative, and she'll have all kinds of different hands-on activities.
Well, the STEM things are really taking off.
Absolutely. You'll see those around the community, too. And the library is happy to kind of just branch off from what the schools are doing and other local groups. It's really become something that adds to language arts, to just build on those skills that they're getting in school.
So you just had a book sale recently, but I understand you're already getting ready for another.
Well, the book sale was actually at the beginning of January. It's already the beginning of December. So we're already knee deep in books for our March book sale. That's March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it's really brought to us by the Friends of the Roseburg Public Library. We couldn't do it without them. They told me that they usually have, I don't know, 140 boxes or something like that. And they're over 200 boxes right now. And these are the well-loved books and the withdrawals from the library system. But it's rock bottom prices, 25 cents and 50 cents. You can't beat that for some books.
Wow. So that's going to be in March.
That's the first weekend in March. So folks should mark their calendars. And if they have donations, we are happy to take those at the front desk. Anytime the library is open, just your gently used books, you can get a receipt for that. We also take magazines that are newer than 3 years old.
Okay, a lot going on there. Now, also coming up February 8th, you are teaming up with Umpqua Valley Audubon for a Facebook live streaming event with an Oregon writer.
We are so happy when we can partner with the Audubon Society. And this came up because we have an intern who's spending about 8 weeks with us. And I said, well, let's get your toes dipped into some programming because he's getting his master's in library science. And we started looking at OSU Press's catalog. And this is a new book that's come out, and it's called Halcyon Journey in Search of the Belted Kingfisher, and the author Marina Ritchie lives in Bend. So we thought this was a perfect opportunity to do a virtual program. The Audubon Society, obviously this is in their wheelhouse, and we're so glad that they agreed to partner with us.
And I understand she's written for, tons of different things.
She really has been doing this kind of work for a long time. Bird Watching Magazine, Audubon Magazine, Montana Naturalist. You'll see if you look her up, she lived in Montana. So a lot of her work was centered there, but she lives in Bend now. And it will be an online program. It will be streamed on Facebook Live on the library's site. That's facebook.com/Roseburg Library. You don't need a Facebook account to tune into that.
And her writing seems pretty unique just from the description you provided.
It really does. I mean, when you get down to one particular bird and then you write a whole book about it, but she puts in her some personal stories in that book. And we have two copies at the library, so folks can check that out, read it ahead of time, or follow up after the presentation if they want to learn more about her.
Well, I know a lot of the Audubon folks, I mean, they've got, of course, famous for their books that identify birds, and a lot of people don't pay attention to that. I've noticed sometimes out walking that, especially as we get into warmer weather, you'll see birds, and a lot of them are fairly common, but then I'll see one and I wonder, what on earth is that?
It, like my dad does. He has a book right at his kitchen table. He has a beautiful view out to his bird feeders. And they're looking up birds because all of a sudden they'll see something they don't know. Yes, the library has lots of identification books for birds and other animals. And stop down and check one of those out and then go out in nature. It's a perfect combination.
So these streaming events seem to be pretty popular still.
I really like them because from a capacity standpoint, it's something that I can manage by myself. And they do get a lot of views, not only during the program itself, but we keep them up for 2 weeks afterwards. So folks who may have missed the program can catch up within 2 weeks, and then we do take it down.
So, well, of course, with it being on Facebook, that means people like from Audubon that hear about it through Audubon circles. They may live somewhere else altogether. You know, they could be another part of the state and still be very interested in the program.
We always get folks from out of our local area tuning into these programs. And that's one of the things we've learned through the past 3 years is there are new opportunities to reach folks with streaming events.
Wow. So that's coming up on February 8th, 6:30 p.m. for that. What about other things coming up you want to let people know about?
Always want to mention Aurora's Story Times, Wednesdays at 10:30 in the morning in the children's room. This is for preschoolers, early elementary students, and she does a great job of incorporating some early literacy skills and having fun, and there's always a craft afterward.
All right, Roseburg Public Library, Chris Wiley, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.